Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
We have our favourite doctor in the house, and if you want to ask him any questions, here's how to get in touch.
To contact TRE, please call 952 78 4000. Email studio at tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on plus 34 645 99 67 95.
Welcome back to the show, Dr. David Dearden.
Hello, young Selena. How are you?
Oh, I like that, young Selena. You can come again.
Oh, well.
You must have actually been on the show, what, about 6 years now?
I don't know. It's funny. Time flies when you're enjoying yourself, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It must be 6 years or more, I think.
Absolutely.
I don't know, a long time.
Yeah, well, we're happy. We're happy that you still keep coming on with us. Now, we're going
to
chat...
I have to apply for a pension soon.
Either a pension or a season ticket. Right, we're going to talk about a little-known illness today. It's really bizarre, as I was saying to you off-air, that I'd never heard of it, and yet all of a sudden I've heard of two cases. So whether it's quite common or not, I don't know. But it's called bursitis. Can you just explain what it is?
Okay, so, bursitis, as I've probably told the listeners before, the word itis in medicine means inflammation. So you've heard of appendicitis or meningitis or pneumonitis or whatever. Bursitis is inflammation of your bursae. Now, very few people know what bursae are or whether we have them. Now, if you can think about muscles and tendons, they tend to work by passing across joints, and therefore, as the muscles contract, they pull the joint toward, they flex the joints, so in the shoulder, in the elbow, in the knee, in the ankle, and so on. And some of these tendons and muscles, they run over the bones. And obviously, if they ran over the bones and there was no cushioning, then the tendons would rub against the bones and they would fray and they would get injured. So bursae are little bags of fluid which are present around most of our major joints, particularly the knee and the hip and the elbow and the shoulder. And they are in connection with the actual synovial joint membrane, which has all the fluid in it, that allows lubrication of the joints. So bursae are little bags or little outpouchings which are strategically placed so the tendons can run over the joints so they don't hurt as they move. And bursitis is when these become inflamed. Now, they become inflamed for a few reasons, but when they do become inflamed, the joint can become quite painful, or areas around the joint can become quite painful. Now, you may have heard of golfer's elbow is one. Golfer's elbow, isn't it? You've heard about sort of housemaid's knee, possibly.
Yes.
That's possibly the one we need to think about. So when you're kneeling down, there's a bursa underneath your kneecap, and as you kneel down a lot, that can become inflamed from repetitive use. You can get the same in the shoulder, and you can get it at the back of the elbow. So that's what bursitis is.
Okay, interesting. Now, I want to just ask a question that one of the cases I know about, Maria, who lives in Manchester and is listening in Manchester at the moment, said, can you ask the doctor what the operation procedure is, and can they not just drain the sac of the fluid? You think so, wouldn't you?
Well, technically, yes, we can drain the sac of the fluid, but it depends on whether or not there's an infection there. Sometimes these can become inflamed and swollen and then get infected from a secondary infection. So the first treatment would be antibiotics. If there isn't an acute infection there and there's still a painful lump there, then the next thing would be treatment with anti-inflammatory drugs, anti-inflammatory medications. And in some cases, you can inject them with steroids or anti-inflammatory medications to dampen down the inflammation. But, and it sounds like the listener from Manchester's got this problem, sometimes that doesn't work, in which case the bursa becomes chronically swollen. But sometimes it becomes thickened and hard, and at times unsightly. And then an operation can be done where you can remove the area that's causing problems. I say the bursa is in part there to lubricate the tendons over the joint, but in other areas the excess is where it fills up, and that can be surgically removed, and then that patients don't tend to have a problem with that. So it's just an incision over the swelling, and often it's behind the elbow, at the back of the elbow. And then the sac can be removed. It's often quite thick and hard and can be removed successfully. And then the skin is just closed. It's a relatively straightforward procedure.
Oh, well, that's good.
So, yeah.
If it's somewhere like the leg, say if you got it in your leg and your knee maybe, presumably there's a tendency to overcompensate. So it could cause lots of other problems, because if you're not walking on that leg, you're tending to walk more on the other one and moving, you know, your hips moving over. I can imagine it causes all sorts of problems.
Well, it does. I mean, the thing is, if you've got pain in any joint, you do tend to compensate. And as you rightly say, if you've got pain in your left hip or pain in your left knee, then you will put more pressure on the right side. And this goes for arthritis, it goes for an injury, and it also goes for bursitis. So, yes, absolutely right. You may have a painful left knee, but also a painful right hip. And the hip may just be because you're compensating. And, you know, anything that leads to discomfort around the joint should be, you know, bursitis should be considered, you know, particularly in the hip or the elbow or the knee. And if it's hot and swollen and red, then that is even more of an indication of a bursitis. The pain is particularly bad if you press on it or you touch it. And sometimes if it's very bad, then the doctor will prescribe antibiotics.
Interesting.
And the third thing, really, or the other thing that patients sometimes notice is that they're not able to use the joints so freely. So the hip doesn't move quite so easily, and you can't bend the knee fully without it hurting. So the bursas on the knee tend to be around the front, until the bursas on the hip tend to be around the side and the front. Whereas at the elbow, it's at the back.
Right. Okay. We're getting a couple of WhatsApps in here. Paul, I'm just going to read these as they come in, so I haven't checked them, but Paul from Benidorm says, I have pains in my knee. I'm a gardener, and I always thought it was just wear and tear. Could it be bursitis? I suppose you'd have to go and get it diagnosed, wouldn't he, from a GP?
Well, certainly for someone like a gardener, obviously, the repetitive work of a gardener is, you know, is quite demanding. So for sure it could be a bursitis. It's certainly something to have excluded. Again, it could be wear and tear and arthritis. It obviously depends on age and whether he's a gardener that is down on his knees weeding flower beds and stuff, or whether he's not. But certainly it's something that should be in the differential diagnosis of a painful knee in anybody that's got a manual job like gardening or building or whatever.
Yeah. And Kathy says, my son got bursitis by not stretching enough before exercise. That's an interesting one.
Normally, bursitis is related to repetitive strain or repetitive use, if somebody does exercise without loosening up, then you can get inflammation. So certainly stretching and so on before doing exercise, one of the reasons you do it is to get all the joints moving. So it is conceivable that can happen. One of the conditions that you know anybody who does a repetitive type of sport, you know, throwing things like cricket or football or baseball or something, or kicking like a football game or so on, when the joint is being used repetitively, then you do get the repetitive irritation of the tendons running through the bursa or over the bursa, and that can lead to it. So conceivably stretching prior to sport or not stretching could cause it, but I think possibly it would depend on the sport as well.
Okay, well, apart from that example for Kathy's son, apart from obviously stretching more, how would one prevent bursitis? I mean, for the gardener, for example, he's got to do his job. How can he prevent it?
I think it's about using preparing to try and avoid it. So someone who's kneeling, for instance, that one of the reasons I think you know, you see these in the magazines, so kneeling pads and gardening kneeling pads where they've got a soft pad to kneel on and kneeling more on the on the shins rather than on the knees itself.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in doing lifting or doing repetitive heavy lifting or that type of thing, then bending the knees properly and doing it carefully and not lifting too heavy weights and trying to use wheels and things for heavy loads rather than putting too much weight through the knee joints. Being overweight in itself will put more effort and more energy through the joints and through the tendons. So therefore, when they work, they'll be more likely to irritate the bursa. Stretching exercise and strengthening exercises will make the tendons more flow more easily and work probably more effectively. And as I said, you know, warming up and stretching before exercise is one to be borne in mind as well. So these are all useful things.
Yeah, for sure. How is it diagnosed? I mean, obviously, it's not, you know, people will probably think, well, it's arthritis, something like that. Do they have to have an X-ray to get it diagnosed?
Well, often it's a clinical diagnosis based on observation. And so the history and the clinical examination is more often than not the diagnostic pathway. But sometimes you have bursas which you can't necessarily see that easily. Some of the ones in the knee are a bit deeper and the shoulder. So other tests like scans are sometimes useful. MRI scans or ultrasound scans are useful. And in certain types of bursitis, some blood tests can be useful. Things like gout. Gout can give you, or certain types of metabolic issues can give you bursitis. So there may be necessary to give you some blood tests to just exclude these conditions. But that will very much depend on the history as well.
Yeah. Presumably one shouldn't leave it untreated. It's best to go and get checked out by your GP.
I think if you get an unexplained pain in a joint and it's hot and tender, then certainly it's worth going to get it checked out because there are treatments available and you don't need to suffer and it can be improved.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that's helped some of our guests' questions. We've learnt a bit more about bursitis now. I always learn something when you come on the show, David.
Well, it's one of those conditions that, I think it's not so well known about. People do often diagnose painful joints as wear and tear. And we do see patients who have put up with pain for weeks and sometimes months. And when you actually make the diagnosis and treat it, it gets better. They're very grateful.
Yeah, I'm sure. And how's the medical clinic doing over in Gibraltar?
Yeah, well, it's COVID's less of a problem here than it was. So more patients are coming out. It's busy as always. Hopefully with the summer we'll see more people coming out. But hopefully people aren't too unwell, so they don't all have to come and see us. But just the ones that need treatment and looking after.
Yeah, for sure.
And everybody else should be down the beach, I think.
Well, it's starting to look a bit better, isn't it? Now the weather after quite. I don't know whether you've had a lot of rain in Gibraltar, have you?
We've had an awful lot down here on the south end of the Costa del Sol. Well, we had that sand. That was incredible, wasn't it?
Oh, crikey, from the Sahara. Yeah, still suffering from that now. Yeah. Still
everything
everywhere.
Everything went brown and bright yellow, and it was
bright orange.
Quite amazing. Made me feel very insignificant.
You could never be insignificant.
It looked like being on Mars. It was incredible.
It was weird. It was really weird. I remember taking a photograph of just outside the studios and sending it to my mum, and she said, "Well, you've obviously put a filter on it." And I said, "I haven't. It was orange."
No,
it's crazy.
It was quite remarkable. Obviously, none of us. I mean, down here, we were told that the last time this had been seen was nearly 75 years ago. So. To this degree, so it was quite a unique experience for anybody to see.
It was
interesting to live through it. It was good.
Yeah. Just finally, how can people get in touch with you at the Specialist Medical Clinic?
Well, obviously we have a website, which is www.smc.gi, and the telephone number is 00350 for Gibraltar, 200-499-99. Those are how to get hold of us and our team. As I say, we've got about 40 clinicians here, all English speaking, and it's we can do radio, well, not radio, TV, telephone consultations, remote consultations, not TV consultations just yet. But we're working the telephone.
You're already doing radio.
if people need advice, we're very happy to help.
Yeah, it's great that you can do that with technology. People don't have to go all the way to Gibraltar, which is great.
Well, with that's one of the things that COVID taught us, wasn't it? We didn't realise this before.
Yeah.
But a lot of patients don't like that. They like to see doctors face-to-face, which is understandable. But those that are happy to talk to us, we'd be very happy to organise Zoom consultations.
Well, we're always happy to talk to you here on TRE. Thank you very much, David. Till next month.
And I hope you and the team have a great Christmas and not Christmas Easter.
What is wrong with
I'm really
you today?
I'm really lost today. What's going on? Christmas Easter.
Happy Easter, David.
And Passover for our friends and everything. So have a good time.
Thank you very much. Bye bye for now.
I'll go and speak to Father Christmas.
Yeah, I think you should. Bye bye.
I'm going completely mad.
See you.